sound musician discuss the future of music from anything other than a consumer point of view. These people make decisions for the bulk of us without consulting any of us. Sales and distributions of our futures. If this world were fair and right, they'd give up the car keys this very night. Damn! Hit it!
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Flash forward 2045. What did you stand for in the life of your prime? When faced with the final judgment of today, who probably fight for the game that you and your niggas play? Right in the land, save the light, come on, take a stand.
Take a stand!
Who is this?
My man Prince!
Oh my gosh,
2045 Radical Man.
What was Bamboozled about?
Oh, it's about revolution. Revolution against the establishment. Remember that?
This is like something like 2045 or something, or
yeah, 2045 Radical Man.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. Hey! Where you been, man?
He's still good. I don't know, man. I've been doing nothing.
We've been busy.
I know. I'm tired of being busy, man. Busyness is the beginning of violence.
But welcome to Town Talk Radio.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, whole week goodness once again.
I can't believe it. This is really good, man. That's that radical man talking last night.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to pick that up. 2045, Radical Man.
The ones to watch in 2009.
You know, the interesting thing is, I saw some of the comments last night, right?
Yep.
The governor of Louisiana.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Now, my question is, what has Tisdale, right? What has he done for Louisiana?
He made sure that the unemployment benefits are cut. They don't want them. Did you know that?
People can't get unemployment in Louisiana.
Yeah, he says I don't want that money.
But yet that's the highest place of unemployment in the United States.
Yep, he is really, really. He said that's going to throw everything off in the future. Well, what's that going to do now? Man, what a goofy guy.
Go ahead. And in the wake of, in the aftermath of Katrina, what has he done?
He has done nothing. He's blocked everything.
Except build new condos and stuff like that, right?
Unbelievable. He has done absolutely nothing for those poor folk or the poor folk displaced in the Ninth Ward. He was the one speaking to counter all the good things Obum said.
Oh, man.
It was good, man. He talked about these people in South Carolina who are at this elementary school who get interrupted 8 times by the passing trains. That wrote, that this woman from that sixth grade class wrote and said, can you do something about this? It was so touching. And this other CEO of this bank, he felt like that all the money that he had made over the years that he should distribute evenly to all his employees at the bank and former employees.
Huh.
Those are the two people, you know, featured last night, and it was just really, really good. You know, the stuff with Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq is just really very upsetting. But everything else was really good about health care and benefits for veterans. And, I mean, he was a radical man.
So what do you do when you inherit these type of things? And all these things have been inherited by the president and his cabinet. So what do you do?
Well, he's just pounding away and pounding away. I think he's doing anything he can do. He's not like Clinton, who proposed universal health care, didn't get it, then gave up. I mean, he's just pounding, 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 and going on the road and talking to people and, you know, being a radical man. But he's still the president of the United States of America.
That's right. Still president. Laying the law down. Wow.
me.
We should get Prince to come to Pittsburgh. Play at the BBT.
You know, the time that Prince did one of those private shows.
Yep.
After the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. I was invited to that, but I didn't make it. I heard he tore that place up, man.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I went there where he gets the free concerts once a year in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Once a year gets a free concert on Thanksgiving.
He still does that?
Yes, he still does that, and so should Rusted Root. Yeah, call Rusted Root right now.
Yeah, they could put that little dig in.
It's not a dig. They should do it, man. Just give it away like God's love. Free, free, free. So what's going on with Rendell? Rendell was sitting there right next to Obama at that governor's conference.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Where will you be in 2000 what?
2045.
And where will you be, little children?
No. Oh boy. Oatmeal.
I know. I don't feel very radical, man. So anyways, remember Rendell was sitting right to the right of Obama at the the governor's conference.
Okay.
So what's that mean?
I don't know, man. I still think the governor's suspect.
To say the least.
I mean, this is the guy that backed Hillary Clinton to the very, very end.
To the very end.
You know, to the very, very end.
He still offered us that 3-for-1 matching funds for the drink tax.
Oh no, radical man.
Yeah, it's hard to be radical when everybody wants to sit back and watch Obama do everything.
So what's going on with this this cartoon in the New York Post, man? What's your take on that?
Okay, it was a cartoon of a gorilla that was shot. A chimpanzee that was shot. Yeah. And that and the cartoon said
something about economic stimulus package.
Yep. And people said that was racist. But what was the chimpanzee referring to?
Remember the chimp that had gotten killed because it attacked someone.
That's right.
It shot.
Yep.
The friend of the trainer.
That's right. That's right. I remember that now. So there's people were saying that was racist.
Yeah, because you know traditionally a lot of black folks have been portrayed as apes and chimps and stuff like
so
that.
So do you think that was intentional, or do you think it was just bad judgment?
I think it's more the nature of the New York Post, because they've been doing that for years and years and years.
Yep, same here.
You know, for years and years and years. And the fact that President Obama is now president, that doesn't mean it's going to stop. I mean, because he's president, he's even going to increase the criticism that he's going to receive, not only in editorials, but also in editorial cartoons.
Yep.
I think John Legend made a statement that there was an assassination attempt. You know, if that's the case, shouldn't they address that to the Secret Service?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I mean, I really think that, you know, it just behooves you when you see Obama wading through the crowd. I mean, that's what, it's on people's minds, you know, and they even talk about that. Obama's going through the crowd, you know, signing autographs of his speech last night, and the, you know, they were talking about the Secret Service being close, this, that, and the other, so... You know, there's a real fear this will, you know, could happen. Then we end up with Mr. Potato Head. You remember Mr. Potato Head?
All right, let's quit calling it. Vice President Biden and President Obama.
I like Biden, though. He seems like one of those, you know, Italian guys, you know. We're going to get this done, and you're going to listen to me.
Or else.
Or else. And I kind of like that. I mean, people have a hard time with him, but, you know, that's because there's nothing else to do but criticize everything and everybody.
So
anyways, instead of having our traditional peace parade here in Pittsburgh for the anniversary of the beginning of the Iraqi War, they're trying to get us to go to Washington, D.C. on the 21st.
A national mobilization.
Yep, because they're trying to show Obama there's still a peace movement in spite of the withdrawal commitment.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that was even covered this morning when they interviewed Biden on Good Morning America. It's that, you know, he goes, well, even if they take 126,000 troops away, that leaves 30,000 combatant, you know, combat troops, and Biden just passed right over that. But, you know, this is such a drain to our economy and just sowing the seeds of our own destruction, stuff in Pakistan and...
So what's your thoughts? You think they should go in Afghanistan and look for Bin Laden?
I think they should find out how they make those samosas. That's what I think. They're good, aren't they?
How to make samosas.
Yeah, they gotta find out how can you make samosas without deep frying.
I don't think y'all hear me.
And then about Hillary going in there to the... Into Israel, into the Middle East, talking about giving $900 million to the rebuilding of Gaza. You know, I think that was really good. And it flew in the face, I think, of, you know, Hamas, who is continuing to trying to, their little Islamic agenda flying in the face of everybody and everything. So I thought that was really amazing. And of course, on KDKA, they talked about how that was a real waste of money because these people have been fighting for thousands of years. It's a real intellectual stance, I'll tell you.
They're just trying to, like, create hype for the listeners.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing...
For all those males that tune into talk radio and want to call up.
There's nothing left to say, man. I want my guns and I want my marijuana.
Wiped off the face of the planet by disease that claim have no cure. In the matter of a blinking eye, all of us right now can testify. Take a stand, radical man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. That's good
Prince.
Stuff, see? And Prince is still making music. We gotta go see his free concert. Of course, we can't even... I can't even have the money to go to Morgantown.
You gotta scrape up $2 for bus fare.
$2 for oatmeal.
Yeah, so... I guess that's it for this week. Is that it?
No.
What else are we going to talk about?
I still want to talk about this whole thing.
I don't want to talk about waffles, that's for sure. We got more into the conversation than some waffle place. You know? They need to be frying some chicken up in there.
I'll tell you, we've got to. How about that? What's that? We'll plug them. What's the name of that?
Anton's
Bakery.
Anton's serves breakfast.
Yeah, Anton's on Penn Avenue.
9 to 2 daily.
Okay, what about the bakery in Homewood?
Dana's Bakery.
Yep, Dana's Bakery is where?
On Homewood Avenue, across from Community College.
In Homewood. That's
been there for 27 years. And, no, 30 years.
And how much is that little square pie thing?
$1.
And you can't even get a Debbie's for $1.
Yep.
Remember Debbie?
Yeah, little Debbie. Well, you know, they also still make Mrs. Thompson's pies here in Pittsburgh, too.
Oh, I didn't know
those little
that.
Sweet potato pies, man.
Do they go further pies. Than Pittsburgh?
No, that's local, too.
Yeah.
Mrs. So Thompson's we should support, good. Like, local businesses.
Yeah,
like
they
Anton's
have to be struggling.
And Dana's and Mrs. Thompson's and other local businesses. These are local. Most of those are black-owned businesses. Two of them are,
yep.
Anyhow.
Yep.
You know, so that's the economic stimulus we need to be talking about. It's supporting those existing businesses that are out here.
So what are we going to get, $18 more a day or something, or a month, or?
What's that?
With the stimulus package.
I don't know.
I just can't believe it. But anyways, I'm glad that you all tuned in. If you have any feedback for us, you know, just hit our webpage.
Or email us, and your email address is?
Oh, we got to get a Town Talk email address. It's VincentIrene@gmail.com. Vincent Irene, E-I-R-E-N-E, or
KevAmos@gmail.com.
Yeah, give us some feedback, and this is our 11th show, so we're
on the roll, so tell everybody.
Yep, it's our first 100 days.
No waffles here.
No CMU waffles here. And we're not underwritten by anybody.
You know, this is not the hip club. This is like the real club.
Yep, this is the...
Holy goodness.
Yeah, the real club. We're out here on a park bench, and it's cold.
All right.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to Pittsburgh's Town Talk Radio. This is Vincent Irene.
And Kev.
And that's another slice.
Yeah.